We should rest our hands on this morning. Anda daria mencia ya. Isi anda dara baba 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 manso kura baza dara manse. E kanda dara manso baba 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 haya. Thank you, O God. Ah, kababaya, bababara manso, rabahaya. Rebebebebe, sukura, bababara mansheya. You shape us, O God. Yes, O Father God. We, O Father God, are continuously being aligned in you, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are shaping the very framework of our being. You are shaping the very framework of our cellular structure, God. In the name of Jesus, even in this time, O God, you are shaping and reshaping, O Father God. You are creating and recreating, O God, new neural structures in our minds, O God. You are creating new pathways of thinking, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we say, thank you, O Father. Thank you, O God. Thank you for truth that's being established in our walk. Thank you for truth that's being established in the way we speak. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, O God. That your truth is becoming a part of who we are, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mind aligns, oh God, with your truth, oh Jesus. We no longer wavering back and forth and teeter and tottering, oh God. We are in alignment with your truth, oh Father God. Our neural paths, oh Father God, is saturated, oh God, with the truth of God, with the word of God. What you've spoken, oh Father God, we, oh God, utter now in the name of Jesus every word that you have spoken over our lives and runs through our veins, oh Father God, flowing in and out of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our word saturates, oh God, our head. It circles around our being, oh God. Where we walk in the word, in the name of Jesus. When we breathe in the word, oh God. We inhale and exhale your word, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. We eat and eat of your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our hand applies your word, oh God. Our feet walk in it, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, O God. We worship you in spirit and in truth, O God. Le
People of God, we have entered into the time. We have entered into a time where, hear me on this morning, when we enter into a focused time of prayer and fasting and spiritual discipline, you're going to get to a space. We were in the sweet spot. We were in the sweet spot. But when you go into a focused time of prayer like this, 60 for 60, you better know that resistance is going to show up.
Come on.
It could look natural. Oversleeping, confusion, delays. Renita just put me in on the call. This call has never had an access code, ever.
Come on.
But now all of a sudden it's asking me for one.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna see where things are going to happen, locked doors, distractions,
mm-hmm.
people missing mm-hmm. moments. But these are often signs that something is happening. Something is contending yeah. against us. Why? Because we're breaking through.
Brava.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy does not fight what is not effective.
Come on.
So when prayer is working, opposition tries to interrupt.
Yes.
This is not a sign to stop. This is a sign to press. Hey, Padia Kostandia. This is a sign to pray harder. You got to stay alert.
Yes.
You got to press through. Makabu Kumo Sebra.
Yes.
We're not praying from a place of fear. We are praying from a place of authority. And you got to tell that spirit, bow. I'm not telling you this to be reactive. I want you to understand that when you pray, you are praying from a place of victory, and you got to enforce victory. Prophet Zaporia, I need you to enforce victory over your body in the name of Jesus. And in fact, I want everybody to lift up their voice right now, and I want us to pray for Prophet Zaporia right now, and we're going to bind the spirit of sickness and disease now. We're going to bind the spirit of fluid around her brain. And I need everybody praying right now. Let's go.
Every cranial nerve ending now in the name of Jesus.
Sometimes holds fear. That's the reason why some of you get on here and you won't pray loud because you're fearful. Mm-hmm. You don't want nobody to hear you. Mm-hmm. And even though I need to tell you this on this morning because I had to tell my mentee this other day. Desire does not get you to do anything. Not by itself. How many of you here desire to do a thing? You desire to speak in tongues. You desire to lose weight. You desire to do a lot of things, but you don't do it because there's a gap in between what you desire, what you believe, and what you do. Huh? We got to fill in that gap. You've got more than one dimension in you, and there's somewhere in one of those dimensions where fear keeps coming up. There's somewhere in one of those dimensions where something keeps coming to arrest your belief. Sickness has no legal right over you. You are not painted with I know I'm loud, but I'm telling you right now, you better hear me. I'm standing in my office on today. Every condition got a bow that's outside of the design of God. It has no permission. It has no permission. And we are not going to ask for something that Jesus already rendered to us. We do not ask for what has already been provided. We enforce it. So we don't have to sit up here and ask for healing. We have it already. I'm commanding every cellular disorder, inflammation, infection, whatever is going on, whatever is afflicting you, if it be something mental, if it be at the emotional dimension, whatever it is, it's got to bow. Period.
It's got to bow.
You go into the court. We pray from the wrong place. You got to go into the courts of heaven and speak to the righteous judge. He's the one that can give you the righteous verdict. Judge. Sometimes we're praying in the wrong in the wrong place. You got to step into the court and get before your judge and bring your case before him. And you said, you are the one that separates light from darkness. You are the one that separates help from affliction. Every sickness that is entered into my life, God, trauma, stress, neglect, misalignment, whatever it is, God, in Jesus' name,
whatever
I bring my case before you on this morning. Get into the inner workings of my prefrontal cortex, Father, my hippocampus, O Lord, my amygdala, O God, orchestrate it to function as you have designed it, O God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus,
Our brain, oh God, is strong, oh God, and every vortex, oh God, into the name of Jesus is aligned.
That the Lord is realigning your focus. I prophesy that the Lord is realigning your discernment. What felt inconsistent. I thank you, Father, Lord God, that every system in your body is responding in Jesus' name. I prophesy it over us all on today. And anyone that listens back to the replay, that there is a shift that is happening, and we're not just saying it to be saying it. That there is a shift that's happening that will, in the name of Jesus, that there will be results from, that there will be tangible results from, in the name
tangible
of Jesus.
Results.
Do not allow the enemy to weary you down to think that God cannot answer, and that God will not answer, and that God cannot do it. You better know that Satan is not greater than God. And when your mind or anything around you and your environment starts to put those, to sow those seeds in you to think that God ain't going to come through, when the enemy comes and sows those seeds to make God look like he's weak, you better repent. Our God is not weak anywhere. He holds nothing weak in him. He is the most high God. He created
he is
Satan.
The Most High God.
So I speak sobriety over this atmosphere. There shall be no fear that enters. We put a line of demarcation on today. And no spirit that comes from hell can cross over into this space. We plead the blood around,
the blood.
Oh God, the circumference of our homes, and we declare that no darkness can cross in the name of Jesus. We believe, I need everybody here at some point today, you need to go around the perimeter of your house. If you live in an apartment, go around your apartment building. If you live in a duplex, go around wherever you live at, and you need to put a line of demarcation, walk around it, the blood. It won't come nigh my dwelling. It will not come nigh my neighborhood. In the name of Jesus, though the sun shall smite me by day, nor the moon by night, he shall preserve my soul. How come on? You need to go around the things that belong to you, and you need to put a line of demarcation and say, it won't come near me.
God.
There will be no accidents in my car. There shall be nothing happen to my children. I mark them with the blood. I mark their school with the blood. There shall be no school shootings at their school. There shall be no shootings around my business. In the name of Jesus, my business will not go under. I don't care what the economy, I don't care what's being shaken. It won't happen to where I work. It won't happen to where my business is. In the name of, everything around me could dry up, but I will always be fertile in the name of Jesus.
I will always be fertile.
I don't care what's being threatened. I don't care what the doctors are saying. I don't care what they saw in the name of In the name of Jesus, every force that's contending against your obedience is now being addressed. Every unseen pressure that's resisting your movement is being exposed. God is exposing it to you now. But it's not just being exposed. It's being disarmed. It's being disarmed. Every force that's contending against you is being disarmed. In the name of Jesus, resistance will not outlast you. In the name of Jesus, you will outlast resistance. In the name of Jesus, hell can never override heaven. Hell can never override heaven. Hell can never override And I declare to you today that what you have been ordained to do, it will not stall. It will not be fractured. It will not, in the name of Jesus, what you've been ordained to do, it will not retreat in the name of Jesus. We're declaring clear path. We're declaring clear path in the name of Jesus. And we're declaring today that obstruction is not a healed because this will not advance.
Because they were erected a long time ago.
Yes.
They're ancient in many cases. They've been erected. Yes. Some of you have had structures that came in through the bloodline. Some of you have structures that came in and were built while you've been here on earth. And those structures begin to speak on your behalf even when you're not even aware of it. You begin to speak from that environment, from that space. You got to come out of alignment with that communication.
Come out of alignment.
I don't care what happened to you. I don't care what is in your bloodline. Hell cannot override heaven and what heaven has already said.
Cannot.
It can only override when you allow it.
When you allow it. Hey, come out of agreement with it.
My will is responding to his will.
Yes.
My will is bowing to your will, God.
In the name of Jesus, we confront recurring resistance. I need you to hear this.
Yes.
We're confronting recurring resistance that attempts to reappear season after season.
Mm-hmm.
What did not leave when corrected is now removed at the root.
Yes, at the root.
And we declare today, Father, that resistance is not inherited. We are not going to go through cycles. This is not permanent. Because the authority of Christ is disrupting this repetition, these mountains. And I thank you, God, that you already established our freedom. This is the end of recurring pushback.
Yes.
This is the end of delayed manifestation. I need you to believe that in every dimension. I need to talk to yourself, touch your own body, touch your own mind, and declare that every dimension of me is coming into agreement.
Yes.
That this is the end of recurring pushback. I need you to say it internally because I need everybody to hear this.
Pushback.
Say it inside of you. Because I don't want anybody to miss it because someone's talking. I know there's times when I'll say pray, but at this point, say it internally because I don't want anyone to miss it. You've got to say, every dimension's got to agree. Not one of the dimensions of you can be in disagreement. Everything got to be aligned. This is the end of delayed manifestation. An unnecessary struggle. We're not here to negotiate with resistance. No. No. I agree with heaven fully. Fully. And as we go forth, God, we thank you, God, that the will of the Lord proceeds without any interference. Your authority stands. And we declare that the way is clear. God, it's opening up doors. Thank you, God, that this is, you said it out of heaven, that this, there shall be notable testimonies. And we're believing that for every single person that's not just here today, but even those that are listening back. We're believing that on today for P.I.T. Renita, for Latasha Hayes, for Barshay, for Prophet Shan, for Apostle Fash. We're believing it today for Prophet Zeporia, that the way is being made clear, that the doors are opening for her, that favor is preceding this situation. It goes before the situation. God, I thank you now for favor. I thank you now for her calling and saying, this just happened. I'm getting ready to go in. Thank you, Lord, that the path is being made clear for your people. We pray this and we believe this for Sarai. We pray and believe this for Demetra. And we're not just praying for singular. We're praying, oh God, hallelujah, for everything that's connected, every person that's connected to them. Their families are included. Yes, thank you,
yes, God.
Lord God, that this is happening for Stacy. It's happening for Prophet DeMarcus, oh God. The way is clear. We are not accommodating opposition. No, we will not be slowed down. We're not appeasing delay in this hour and in any hour. We shall proceed with no interference in the name of Jesus. We believe this today for Latrice. We believe it today for Evelyn. We believe it today for P.I.T. Cameron. We believe it today for Latasha, Brittany, and Imari, God, and anyone that listens back to this playback on today, we thank you, God, that they are all included. They're all included in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody shout, in Jesus' name. Put a stamp on it. Come on, put a stamp on it today. Put a stamp on it. Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Come on and declare it today. Hallelujah. Who do you serve on today? Hallelujah. Who do we look to on today? We look to Jesus. I'm going to give an opportunity before we close for the prophets to come. If the prophets have a word that they received as things were going forth on today, you're more than welcome to come. Prophet DeMarcus, Prophet Zeporia, Prophet Shan, Apostle Fast, if there, God gave you something in prayer on today, please feel free to come forth at this time.
I just want to say that, of course, as it has already been released and been made aware,
by Apostle Ava, that this morning's disruption was not accidental, because resistance obviously is in the airwaves, and it points to spiritual contention over communication and access. And that is because what is being released, not just this morning, but over this last week and a half, what is being released in prayer carries authority and impact. And I heard the Lord say that you have shifted, we have shifted frequencies. And he says that what once was easily accessed now requires alignment. And the Lord says that he's guarding the gate because what flows through it carries weight. Do not be disturbed by the resistance. Hallelujah. In support and in addition to what we have received this morning, he says, do not be disturbed by the resistance. It is proof that territory is being challenged. And he says that he is refining access. He's strengthening authority. The Lord is securing what he is about to release. Enter intentionally, says the Lord. Speak boldly, says the Lord, and pray with precision, for the air is being cleared by your obedience. And I want to say that acceleration with less striving is, we should be expecting acceleration with less striving. Things that were stalled will begin to move with fewer steps. You're gonna see emails answered faster. You're gonna see doors opening without repeated follow up, and God is honoring alignment with efficiency. But what is going to ensure that these things happen is if we adhere to what the woman of God has prophetically directed us to do this morning. And I release the word of the Lord.
While we were praying, I also heard the Lord say that today that somebody needs to, that we all, not somebody, but that we all need to sow a seed. I don't care if it's a dollar, that we all need to sow something in the ground on today. Now, for those of you that know me, I don't do gimmicks. I do only what the Lord says do. And I'm not saying that to convince you of anything. I'm telling you what he said. He said, we need to all sow. All means all. Sow at this time. And you can do so by either, you can sow, you can go to our website, scentmiami.com. You can go to our Zelle, which is scentmiami.hub@gmail.com. You can go to our Cash App, which is $scentmiami. You can use any of those ways of giving and to sow something. Sow what the Lord tells you to sow. If it's just a dollar, sow that. But get that seed in the ground in obedience to what Christ has said on today. And Father, we seal, Lord God, every single seed that is being sown now into, Lord God, in obedience and into, Lord God, the soil of the Spirit. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the bank of heaven, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that when we sow into, Lord God, the things of God, that there shall be a return, Lord God, that will be pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Lord God, I heard Prophet Zipporah say yesterday, she said, God will tell you to sow in times when things you should be holding back. And God will tell you to sow in the toughest of your times. When you really don't have it, that's when he tells you to give. I remember one time going up to the altar, and it was my pastor at the time was telling us to give, and I really, all I had was change. That's all I had to my name. I just had change, and it was at the bottom of my purse. I took and I dumped my entire purse in that doggone offering bucket because there's nothing that I have that I won't give to God. You can have it all. You got a purse if you want it, God. Because everything I have belongs to him. And when he requests something, it's not because he needs it. It's really because we do. He does it because that's a principle that he's established, an unconditional principle that he's established in the earth, that there will always be sowing and reaping. Hallelujah. And when you sow, you will reap. You can't reap anything that you haven't sown into. You can't. Anything that's growing around you, there was a seed that was planted. If you're not putting seed, you cannot reap a harvest. And so we thank you, God, for spiritual and physical harvest. Lord God, returning back to your people in good measure. In Jesus' name, we seal this. In Jesus' name, amen. Prophet Shan, Prophet Zaporia, Apostle Fash, if you're here and you have a word, please release it now. Are you all here?
Yes, ma'am. I don't have anything.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I don't have anything.
Amen.
Mom, yes, I'm here. I don't have anything. I just come into agreement with what already has been released through God's apostle Amen. And God's prophet.
Amen. Glory be to God. Well, we hope to hear you back here at 12 noon on today. Amen. We thank God for this overtime. Glory be to God. We thank God for just him being God, and know that every single part of your life, God is, he's very, very concerned about it. He sees everything. He's very meticulous. There is nothing about you that he does not know, and he's not already on the job. So know today and have that confidence as you go into your day. Know that God is with you. Know that God is with you, that heaven is on your side and heaven is backing you on today. We will be right back here at 12 noon. We encourage you to tell someone about 60 for 60. We'll hear you back this afternoon, God's will. More grace.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.